Well, howdy guys, just one more video tonight. And finally the males have left the plantation. And more are leaving every day. Basically because the femmes have given them nothing to stay for. And even the femmes have noticed. A lot of men left the plantation just through pure safety. But then they found that they had more time for themselves. They had more money. And they weren't caught up in all these dramas. Their life was quite calm. Organized. In short, their life was much better. They were the happiest they've ever been. I mean, let's face it today. If you shack up or marry a femon, what do you get? Lies, deceit, chaos, drama, extortion and false allegations. And she tries to run you down every day of the week. I know some married men that stayed in a marriage just purely for the children. Let's face it though, a man shouldn't have to do that. The best way is, if you want a child, to make a contract with a femon. A legal binding contract. Not like the contract you sign in marriage, because the laws don't apply to the femon in marriage. But I don't believe the femons will smarten up anytime soon. They seem to have lost all common sense. They're all living in this entitled world that they actually created in their own heads. That's the only place it exists. And femons are suffering far more than males are because of it. You see, males can adapt. They've had to. Femons are control freaks. But it's getting harder for them to do that when there's nobody around to control or manipulate. And most femons are completely delusional. They have no idea what they have turned themselves into. They become arrogant, rude, argumentative. Running a man down with their mouth is a hobby of theirs. And most of them aren't even attractive anymore. But of course, femons are doubling down. Because femons are earning their own money, and they're so absolutely beautiful, men are scared of them. The truth is, men don't want to be around femons anymore much. A lot of them are turned into quite a nasty piece of work. You see, femons believed they had all the cards because of the male sex drive. But males can adapt over time. And femons need validation far more than males need sex. Because femons have forgot one thing, that males have a choice too. And now I'm going to go on to a place and watch a couple of videos of femons crying because they don't have a man or any children. I don't know, call me sick, but it kind of lightens me up. Makes me feel warm inside. You take it easy, guys.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.